Zest is defined as energy and enthusiasm. It sounds great, no? It also leads to the question of how can one obtain zest for their life? I personally believe it begins with one incremental step at a time. That's why a Dash of Zest podcast has been created. I'll spur your thoughts with mini zesty chats that over time will challenge your current thinking, inspire your daily actions, and encourage you to bring your inner zest forward. This will inspire you to begin taking action in your own life. The result? You'll begin showing up with more energy, enthusiasm, and yes, zest within your days, no matter the circumstance. I'm Erica, your host, wife, mom, former international movement teacher, and soon to be empty nester. It's time to unleash your zest. Tell me if this scenario sounds familiar in your daily life or weekly life. You realize you have a window of unexpected free time, and instead of planning something for yourself that you know you'd enjoy, you stick with the familiar task. The "I should be doing these things because I'm a responsible person" task. Or worse, you don't even know what you'd enjoy doing anymore due to the decades of putting everyone else's needs before your own. No matter where you land, the overall sentiment around this moment of freedom is a sense of time wasted, guilt, and a feeling like you fell further behind on the responsible person task list. How could you even be so naive to think you could benefit from a little indulgent personal focus? Well, the reality is this. If you don't value these moments for self, no one else will either. Moreover, if your children are more independent than not and making their way towards young adulthood, the time for self can't get any louder than now. Mama, it's time to act upon your needs and embrace the notion that your self-care routine isn't leaving your family behind. It's simply cultivating the practice of self first. This month, we're going to focus on the Mobius Shift. It's an 8-step process that will help you embrace the nature of midlife so you can have a sense of calm and ease within the overall ebb and flow of the inevitable changes that come with the passing of time. I've chosen what I feel are the 4 key steps within this method to explore during the next 4 weeks. For this week's exercise, I want you to take a moment and ask yourself these questions. Am I struggling with self-care because it seems to be a selfish act? How much time do I spend on myself versus others? Realistically, could I shift more time towards my needs? Do I have an all-or-none approach when it comes to completing important tasks in my day? How does this approach impact my mood and energy? What feelings come up when I hear the word alone or all one? Next Wednesday, we'll explore the ways we can flip your current perspectives on self-care, so taking care of self just becomes who you are. Be sure to follow A Dash of Zest and hit the reminder button so you don't miss a thing. And go back to catch up on last month's theme, the beginner mindset. This week, think of ways you'd like to spend your free time, so when the next opportunity arises, you'll be ready with the plan of action without the guilt. I am Erica, the curator of Zest, wishing you a zest-filled week. I appreciate your presence and holding space for my passion of helping women rediscover the essence of who they are meant to be so they may live their life by chosen authenticity. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, subscribe, and share with someone that could use a little zest in their life today. Keep the good energy going by following me, Erica Bell, on Instagram and LinkedIn at The Zestful Movement. You're invited to sign up for our weekly newsletter that will help you become a part of our zesty crew as you stay connected to the conversations. This will also allow you to gain access to some monthly special offerings created with you in mind. Go to www.thezestfulmovement.com. Until next time, please do keep it zesty.